If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
How strange was it for you the past two games with the significant amount of Knicks fans in the house?
Disappointing. I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
Kenneth Escalona with another one. By the way, commissioner was present. Seems a bit fair calls or something along the line. Maybe that's why there were fair calls. I didn't have a problem with the whistle today. I know they missed the Brunson forearm or the Embiid forearm on Brunson. I didn't have a problem with the whistle today. I thought the whistle was fine. Embiid getting five fouls on Isaiah Hartenstein in one quarter is annoying, but like Hartenstein even said it himself after the game three. He's like, they were fouls. I got to be better. He'll say the same thing tonight. Thanks, Kenneth. Anthony Strano, what's going on, Anthony? Job done. Let's head down the turnpike. Knicks in five. Let's effing go. Yeah, the job's done through four games. Like, you've done everything you could do reasonably have expected to do through four games. Job's not done yet. You know, don't be like that Sixers announcer who was saying job done after they were up by 5 points with 45 seconds left to go in game two. We don't want to be that guy. We don't want to be that guy. More work to do. More work to do. Thank you, Anthony. S. Karma. Don't see a comment here, but thank you for your generosity. And here's Jessica again. The only zone needed entering the Brunson zone. I love that. Where despite dirty plays, he outplays your ass like an old fiddle. File a grievance for that, losers. I love it. Let me say this about Jalen Brunson. Where is there a superstar in the NBA that works harder? I mean, this is Kobe level work ethic. This is Kobe level work ethic. Tibbs always talks about him being the first guy in the gym, last guy to leave. That's not blowing smoke up anybody's ass. That's just reality. He is a 1A superstar with a chip on his shoulder the size of Manhattan Island. Where else are you going to find that? Seriously. You could go to different sports. Go find me any athlete playing today that has this game and this level of skill with the chip on their shoulder that's that big that pushes them to go further than any human being should probably feel like they have any right to go. Not going to find it. Thank you, Jessica. Brian Less, what's going on, Brian? Hart plus OG equals 31 rebounds. Rest of the team, 21. Mind boggled. Yeah, I mean, it's a credit to those guys. Schematically, we put OG in position to get rebounds today, but he had to get them. He had to get them. Like Hart, you know, Hart's a given. You know, Hart's a given. He's Josh Hart. You know, the OG rebounds, man, that's wild. But you rebound, you know, you also rebound as a team. Again, not to sound like Tibbs, you guard great players as a team. You guard them with your whole team. You rebound as a team because if there's someone that the opposing team doesn't have to worry about on the boards, well, then it makes it that much easier to box out the likes of a Josh Hart so he doesn't get 17 rebounds. By the way, just a couple stats. So in the playoffs so far, so Joel Embiid is still the leading scorer in the playoffs, 35 points a game. Jalen Brunson is second at 33 points a game. In terms of rebounds per game, Josh Hart is sixth, trailing only Rudy Gobert, Bobby Portis, Jared Allen, Nikola Jokic, and Anthony Davis. How you like them apples? Thank you, Brian. Robert W. Cross, DJ Ace in the hole. Do you think loser Embiid questionable was slowed down by his cheap shot on Brunson in the second half? I'll answer for DJ again. I don't think so. I don't think he was. I think he's just worn down. He was just worn down. His conditioning isn't all the way there. But then again, his conditioning is never there at this time of year. When has Embiid's conditioning ever been there come playoff time? I wonder if he regrets the decision, or is he going to continue claiming that he didn't remember it or didn't do it intentionally? Thanks, Robert. Stevens Guillaume, what a hard-fought win. Brunson is him. Philly's still playing dirty. Let's close this out on Tuesday. I so badly want to close this out on Tuesday. You have no idea. The notion of like, the Knicks lost the home game. Got to go down to Philly for game six where Philly's on their home court and it's going to be tough and the whole thing. I would just as soon avoid all of that. I would just as soon avoid all of that. And look, like whatever the Knicks do, as long as they play the way they play, like we're going to be proud of them game five regardless. But like, you know, you don't know. Are you going to get another legendary Brunson game? I don't know. What I do know is that you should expect more offensively from Dante DiVincenzo and Josh Hart, and probably from Hartenstein as well. Maybe you get Bogey in there. Maybe you get Mitch in there. We'll see. Like, anyway, speaking of Jalen Brunson being him, this is Kelly Oubre on how Jalen Brunson dropped 47 points on the Sixers. 34 shots, and then he shook his head. I mean, this is courtesy of the New York Basketball Twitter account. Must follow. Go follow New York Basketball on Twitter. I mean, yeah, he's a great player. Love his game. But anyone who shoots 34 shots that has skill and he's a great player, they're going to be able to do well. And especially getting mismatches. He was due. So the really, truly idiotic thing there, I mean, truly idiotic, is he's acting like shooting 34. Well, yeah, of course, if he's going to take 34 shots and he can get 47 points because he's a skilled player. The amount of stamina needed to take 34 shots and not get, like, again, Jalen Brunson's never going to be in any all defense conversation ever. But if he does not hold his end of the bargain on the defensive end, it all falls apart because they won the game with defense. And that means everybody on the floor, including Jalen Brunson. So when you have to work that hard on the other end, you're not supposed to be able to take 34 shots and be efficient. Like, I get it. It's easy for Kelly Oubre to say, because Oubre's never had to give the sort of two-way performance Jalen Brunson gave tonight. He's never had to give all of that, give that much of himself in a basketball game, and he never will, because he's Kelly Oubre. No offense.
Kelly Oubre.
Get some.
Larry Brown.
Get some.
The cast of Boy Meets World.
Oh, come on. Not with the exception of Topanga. Yeah, they could all get some.
Important clarification. Charles Topanga Barkley. Holds
a special place in my heart.
Charles Barkley.
Oh, he can get some.
Jimmy Rollins.
Get some.
Apparently, David Lynch, the director, is from Philly.
Not a big David Lynch guy, but he could get some.
Last but not least, Kevin Bacon.
Ah, like Kevin Bacon. Yeah, he could get some, though.
The Rocky Steps.
They're an inanimate object. Sure, they could get some.
And so can the statue.
The statue. Thanks, Stevens. Alex, other Alex. I think it's safe to say Brunson has figured out Nurse. And B should save himself further embarrassment and leak out to Woj that he can't play in game five. He's going to play. Has he figured it out? I think he's just been making shots. Are the looks better? Yeah, the looks are better. He's figured some stuff out. The team has figured some stuff out. And he's made shots. It's a combination of all of those things. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you, man. Jessica with another one. Precious, Embiid's stopper. Man, you do guard great players with your team, and your whole team has to make him work. Your whole team has to make Embiid work hard. And they did. And that allowed Precious to have the impact that he have. I thought. Thank you, Jessica. Next up, Ziad Rahim. I was wrong. No code red was necessary to pull this off, unless you consider the team beating the living shit out of Philly with their sheer concentrated effort and will. Our code red. That is our code red. Because that's why they knew they didn't need to resort to dirty plays. You said it. You nailed it. Like, there's a reason why this team doesn't need to resort to that nonsense. Because they know how good they are. And they don't want to get taken out of their game. And they don't want to lose any of their players. You know? It's another part of it. Thank you, Ziad. Ahmad Bertajaj. What's going on, Armand? This effing team, F Embiid, that is all. Thank you, Armin. And thank you to everybody. People are still pouring in super chats. This is incredible. Jessica with another one. So apparently the process is, let's get this correct. Losing, crying about it, blaming others, playing dirty, and losing some more. Sounds like a pretty shitty process to me.
Where is it? No, Jess, you gotta, there it is.
You have to trust the process. There he is. Who else is on the cover of this book? Oh, Ben Simmons is on the cover of this book. And Markelle Fultz. And Sam Hinkie. And Brett Brown. It's crazy. There's only one guy left. It's just Embiid.
You know?
It's just Embiid. He's the only one left from the process, really. Which is kind of wild. Been a long, long road for Philly. Thanks, Jess. My OCD. Luke Stone, what's going on, Luke? Dante was rough most of the game, but those two threes late in the third were massive. You need everybody. You need everybody. Can't win the game like this if you don't have big moments at some point from everybody. And he's their shooter. I'm borderline stunned that the Knicks, I mean, as stunned as I was that the Knicks were up in this series 2-0 with Brunson having played two, for him, very subpar games. I'm like kind of equally stunned that the Knicks are where they are in this series, where Dante DiVincenzo is shooting 34% from the field and just under 35% from three. But it's not the just under 35% from three that's getting me. It's the fact that he has only taken 5.8 threes per game, attempted 5.8 threes per game in 30 minutes a night. He's averaged like 11 or 12 threes a night for like 4 months. His firing and firing and firing and firing some more, that has become just such a massive part of their offense. And it hasn't been. But when they needed him, he came through. Thank you, Luke. Fritz Marty Jr., thank you for the generous contribution. I just received my Why Not Now Orange and Blue Skies, baby. My Why Not Now t-shirt. Orange and Blue Skies, baby. Here we go. Look, there it is. You guys see it. Hey, that's a nice look. I'll rock it again. I'm going through the rotation. I wanted to wear the double bang call for tonight because I wanted to bring the good vibes, and I guess it worked. So I'll give myself credit. I won this game for us. That's it. I won the game. Sure. Thanks, Fritz. Enjoy the t-shirt. Thank you for ordering. Thank you for watching. Mr. Knicks 101, who do you guys think we should get during the offseason? Depth is too good to break up. Embiid is a fraud. I can't be having offseason conversations right now. Look, let's see how the rest of the postseason goes. At this rate, there's a very real argument for let's run it back with Julius. Maybe swap out Bogey for a different rotation piece. You know, like, you know, you need 9 in the regular season. You figure you could probably utilize the, you know, put aside a potential big trade, which they should obviously be very selective before they like break up the core of this team. But if you're just like trying to make an upgrade somewhere, obviously you got to take care of the Hartenstein thing. Got to bring Hartenstein back. But yeah, I mean, like, see who's out there that you could you use the Bogey contract and then, you know, a little draft asset or two to try and get. We'll see. It's tough because, like, here's the thing about this team. They're so good and they fit so well together. Like, you're not just going to bring anybody in here. Like, it has to be a certain type of player. Thanks, Mr. Knicks 101.
What's up, Knicks fans? You know, the other day I was talking to two girls who were telling me how into foreplay they are and how they wish they had more single guys to do it with. No, not that foreplay. We're not looking to get teed up on the pod. I'm talking FOURPLAY foreplay. It's an app where single friends team up and double date other single friends. It's a more fun, lower pressure, and safer way to meet new people, which is exactly why single girls love it. In fact, they love it so much that they make up the majority of teams on the app, as in a 3-to-1 ratio in your favor. Back when I was single, I would have definitely loved this. Look, we all know everything is better with a friend. Just ask Josh and Jalen, even if Brunson won't admit it. And with foreplay, you don't have to sacrifice bromance for romance, because it's a chance to enjoy a night out with a buddy while meeting two new people in a more social environment without any expectation. And the icing on the cake, it's totally free. All right, it's game time. So head over to the App Store now and download foreplay, FOURPLAY, and get ready for a little 2-on-2 pickup.
Rafa, let's go Knicks. Love OG on Joel Embiid. Finish this Tuesday. Yes, I love all the finish this Tuesday energy. I want to finish this Tuesday too. I really do. Thanks, Rafa. Oh, wait, hold on. There it is. So reliable. Oh, man. Man, there is an account on the internet that if you are looking for someone to give a critical tweet of a quote about a coach after a loss, it's as reliable as the sun coming up. And he didn't disappoint, of course. Anyway. Brian Lests. What's going on, Brian? The secret to life. Find something you love as much as Joel Embiid loves mangling legs and scrotums. Genghis Khan with Khan spelled C-O-N. That might be the super chat of the night. Holy Christ. Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That's fantastic. Thank you, Brian. I needed that. May Westerlund. Gotta find a wife and procreate for the sole purpose of naming my child Jalen. Let's freaking go Knicks. Man, I rooted for girls both my time when my wife was pregnant. I will not be having another child. I can promise that. And so you do that for me. And I will send pictures. But yes, having kids is a beautiful thing. I'll say that. Thank you, May. I don't know which it is. Zach Horowitz. Again, Clyde Willing. If we ever get to round two, I'll be so much more keyed up than whoever we play. Or will be so much more keyed up than whoever we play. Teams that took a push for an easy round one won't be ready for this. How's Cass feeling today? Seriously, how's Cass feeling today? Talk about scrotums. They just got their scrotums handed to them on a silver dining tray by the Orlando Magic. Two games in a row in Orlando. How you doing? Thanks, Zach. Alex, I hope you enjoyed the beer, man. Don't know the order, but no quit. All grit. Close knit. I think you got the order right. I love this team and KFS crew. Great event at T-Squared Social, OG, 47 minutes. Boyan gave up his body so Precious could fly. You know who I love? There's a guy in the Substack chat that's always predicting bogey, a 25-point bogey game incoming. That guy is awesome. I don't know who he is, but he's a lot of fun. Knicks in five, win on Tuesday. I hope so. A couple of tweets that I want to shout out really quick. Haralabob tweeted out that the Knicks had a 73 offensive rebound percentage rate in the 32 offensive possessions that Hardenstein was off the floor. And DJ retweeted this saying, basically the Knicks rebounded 3/4 of their misses despite their top two offensive rebounders not being on the floor, factoring in Mitch there. That's a great job by you, DJ. And then Benji just now added to that same concept, the definition of wearing a team down. The 76ers held up on the boards for most of that game, but only one of these teams got extremely accustomed to playing 40 minutes a night over the course of the regular season. And Joel isn't in that place physically at the moment. No, he's not. Thank you, Alex. Hazu, Embiid is dirty. I don't care. Elbowing Brunson, trying to be slick, hiding the second step on Josh Hart. But too bad this team is relentless. Absolute dogs. Let's go Knicks. I think he's a dirty player. Just go look at the tape. The clip of him trying to take out John Collins' legs that was going around on Twitter today, yesterday. Like, Embiid's a dirty player. I know you're big and whatever. You don't get to have your cake and eat it too. You don't get to in one breath, everybody's like, oh my God, he's the most skilled big man ever. Or one of the most skilled big men ever. Like his ability to have total and complete control of his body when he's on the move and when he's shooting and when he's passing and all of this other nonsense. You don't get that. And then you turn into fucking Will Perdue or you know, I don't know why I poor Will Perdue. Sorry, Will. But like, whatever. Those, like some big oaf. Greg Ostertag. You know, whatever. You don't get to turn into that guy all of a sudden when you're flying around on the court. Like, come on, man. You're such a fraud. Thanks, Hush. Dom Cappuccini. Knicks in five. What's going on, Dom? It's right there. Let's take it on Tuesday. Primal scream at the moon. I made some noises tonight. A few. Couple. Handful. I'm happy for you, Dom. The best Knicks fan I know. I mean that. Hush Zoo with another one. From a crowd standpoint, Hush, thanks for the generosity, man. You're all over it tonight. Seriously. From a crowd standpoint, the Knicks are now owners of the Hornets, Nets, Heat, Magic, Wizards, and now the Sixers Arena. I think they just like might travel really well. Like, we've been waiting for this. We've been like lying in wait. We're like the cicadas. You might go a bunch of years without seeing us, but when we show up, boy, do we show the hell up. You know? So be prepared, Indy or Milwaukee. If we get there, got to win one more game. Important caveat. Thanks, Hush. Worldwide Knicks. What's going on, Worldwide Knicks? Knicks fans were incredible tonight. After a poor first quarter, they were so loud and dragged the team back into it. It wasn't even a poor first quarter. It was a bad shooting first quarter. I thought they had a good game plan. Oh, look at this. Appropriately enough. The coach of the year voting things just came out. So here's the thing. Perfect corollary here. I thought their game plan was fantastic. They just didn't hit shots. Like in the first quarter, the Knicks were, Brunson was 5-9. The rest of the team was hit two field goals. With 2 of 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 2 of 12. So if you were a Knick not named Jalen Brunson in the first quarter, you were 2 of 12. They held the Sixers to 27 points. You know, and Embiid was awesome. Awesome. And you knew he was going to be awesome in the first quarter, and he still held him to 27. That's a job well done. Only got, you know, two offensive rebounds in that first quarter. Sixers did a good job keeping the Knicks off the glass. Like, they shot poorly. I thought they played okay. On to the coach of the year thing. Tom Thibodeau, Dagnall won in a landslide, as you figured he would. Really happy for Jamal Mosley. He was my pick to win this award, and he finished second. I'm really, really happy for him. I thought he deserved, at the very least, the top two finish. Chris Finch, third. Mazzulla, fourth. And Tom Thibodeau, 2 first-place votes, 14 second-place votes, 7 third-place votes. So out of 100 total voters, Thibodeau got 23 total votes, but that's a big, like, if you know, you know, because if you look at everyone who didn't finish in the top two, it gets progressively bigger. First to second to third place votes, first to second to third place votes, Mazzulla. Whereas Tibbs, it's 2 first place votes, 1 more than Finch and just 2 less than Mosley, and 14 second place votes, which was just trailed Mazzulla. And is not that far off from Finch. Like, the people who have respect for Tom Thibodeau in this league have undying respect for Tom Thibodeau in this league. And then there are other people who are just not in on Tibbs, you know, but the people who know the impact he has on a day-to-day basis. And those are probably the people who have had interactions with him, because here's the thing. And shout out to Fred Katz, who's been kind enough to kind of share some of his insight about this, having been a reporter covering this league for many years, and not only in New York, but elsewhere. And he's kind of talked about this stuff on the pod as well. And on his pod, shout out Cats and Shoot. Go to patreon.com and subscribe to that. Like, when you find someone who has had interactions with Tibbs, like, they're forever changed. Because they just, like, they see it. They see it in person. Thank you, Worldwide Knicks. Dom Cappuccini with another one. Shout out to all the less glamorous names, Deuce, Precious, and Hart. Well, Precious is getting a star, so it's more Deuce and Hart for this one. Also love the gamble by Tibbs to put OG on Embiid in the fourth, finish the job. Here's the thing, Dom. I don't always disagree with you. I'm going to disagree with you strongly here, and here's why. It's not a gamble. It's not a gamble because of what OG is capable of. And why Tibbs will never gamble to his detriment, right? How many times over the years, and validly so, have fans looked at decisions he's made, and they're like, man, come on, man, like, what are you doing? We know what Alec Burks is, a point guard. Do something else, or any number of other examples, because he doesn't gamble. He will not go to something unless he feels confident in the outcome. And he would not have gone to OG Anunoby there unless he felt confident in the outcome relative to other options. So we may perceive it as a gamble. I don't think Tibbs perceived it as a gamble. Thanks, Tom. Hush Zoo. Again, awesome job tonight, Hush. Embiid passing up the open midi at the end to go try to foul bait in the paint and not get the call. Felt like poetic justice. Hate watching him. I think we had an earlier comment to this effect, too. Yeah. He was shook. Thanks, Hush. Zach Horowitz with another one. Imagine trying to board versus iHeart, OG, and Hart. Ow. Yeah, and again, that's credit to Haralabob for pointing out that the Knicks' offensive rebounds largely came with Hardenstein off the floor. And they didn't even have Mitch in this game. I mean, if you look right now, see if this is updated yet. In terms of offensive rebounding percentage, yeah. Sorry, that was regular season. Playoff offensive rebounding percentage. The Knicks, 38.9%. 38.9%. That would have been first in the league by a mile, which, by the way, the Knicks were first in the league, but this like is so much higher than their regular season number, which was like 32 or 33%. Second, Minnesota Timberwolves, who, by the by, get to play the Phoenix Suns, who, by the by, couldn't rebound against you or me. And they also like they're a terrible defensive rebounding team. And then third, Indiana at 32.7. So like the Knicks are in their own stratosphere as far as offensive rebounding in the playoffs thus far. Thanks, Zach. Lunas, am I right? What's going on, Lunas? I know it's been a bit, but it's still hard to grasp that someone as good as Jaylen is on the Knicks. Genuinely hard to think of others I'd rather have in the final 2 minutes. I mean, he finished fifth in clutch player of the year voting, which is a testament to him considering the fact that he didn't really have a signature clutch moment this year, right? Like, maybe I'm forgetting one. I'm talking about a signature, either like a game winner or a shot. Like, honestly, his most signature clutch moment was arguably the shot against Oklahoma City, and they ended up losing that game because SGA, who finished ahead of him in the clutch voting, had a better clutch moment. But he is such a steady hand that you feel so good about having him out there. Is it hard to grasp that he's on our team? Yes and no. Yes, because good things never happen to us. We're Knicks fans. Yes, because his whole family is here. Like extended, literal family, extended family. They're all here, you know? So it was written in the stars. But I get what you're saying. It's like for us to experience him, it's like shit doesn't happen to us. Thanks, Lunas. Bill Peter Friend, my Substack email buddy. This effing team. Yeah. Yep. No notes. 10 out of 10. Mike Sharp, F dirty Kyle Lowry. That precious arm pull was nuts. Listen, Kyle Lowry's going to do what Kyle Lowry does. And God, knowing him, he's going to be doing it for another 5 years in the league because teams are always going to employ him because he's a guy you want on your roster. I'd want him on the roster if the Knicks could have him. He baited OG on that before the inbounds foul late, which was annoying. It's amazing. We're sitting here talking about this game that the Knicks won by five, and yet they had some real critical errors down the stretch between the away from the play foul, which was a free throw, and then the Josh Hart two missed free throws, which were just like, oh my God, Josh, come on, man. Thanks, Mike.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about our new sponsor, Unified. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Knicks Film School Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System. And if you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in the Big Apple or at hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Don't hesitate. Go to unifiedhealing.com/KFS to learn more and find a center near you. Again, that's unifiedhealing.com/KFS. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Will Oliver, thankful I made the trip down to MSG South. Let's fucking go. Thank you and thank everybody who made that trip or just showed up to the arena. If they live in Philly, if they live anywhere. Thank you. Seriously. This is not hyperbole. This is not me blowing smoke up anybody's butt. I think you made not the difference in the game. I think you made a difference, a significant difference in the game. Truly. I mean that. I think you made a difference in the game. I think the Sixers were like maybe a little unnerved. Like, this is supposed to be our building. That shit doesn't happen in New York. Thank you, Will. Okay, here we go. We're doing our playoff scoreboard presented by T-Squared Social. Again, thank you so much to T-Squared Social for hosting tonight's watch party on 42nd Street, right down the block from Penn Central Station. There we go. Grand Central Station. If you go to T-Squared Social, you could get a free draft beer when you tell them KFS sent you. I hope everybody who went today told them KFS sent them. Visit tsquaredsocial.com to learn about club memberships, trivia nights, sports leagues, and much more. I'm going to see if I could talk to Andrew about this. I would love to do an off night, like a non-Knicks night, non-Knicks game, maybe like a big game seven. This round, next round, something, and just go to T-Squared Social because they are such a great sports bar, and it's just a great place to watch a game, great watch multiple games. Yes, Andrew.
No, just I agree. In fact, my train was running late. Well, I more just had to wait for the next one, and I stayed and watched the end of the Mets game after the Knicks game, which the Mets wanted to walk off.
Let's see.
I love the idea.
Let's see how the rest of the first round turns out. Let's see what goes on round two. Like I'll make myself available if we could pull that off.
Yeah, I'm thinking after we wrap up the series in five, you want to watch game six or seven of the Bucks Pacers series?
I from fucking T-Squared? Hate you so much, and I love you so much because you're such a good friend, and I hate you so much. Sometimes. Well,
since we'll have a couple of days off after Tuesday, you know. By the way, I talked to Daniel before I left tonight, and you would be proud that I went the Macri way, and I was like, I'm not going to talk to you about a game one watch party. We'll wait till the job is finished. But obviously, if they close, I promise you, if they close it out Tuesday, we'll be in touch after the game to make sure we can start planning a second round watch party.
One step at a time. Thank you, Andrew Claudio.
You're welcome. Carson Wentz.
Got some.
Darren Sproles.
I think I've definitely had him on my fantasy team. Get some.
Pat Burrell.
Baseball player?
Baseball player. Playing for the Phillies used to kill the Mets.
Yes, that's right. Get some.
Shane Victorino.
He's a Philly. Yeah, I remember.
Play for the Red Sox. The movie Silver Linings Playbook.
Overrated. Get some.
I like that movie, but yes, it can get some.
That's fine. Thank you, T-Squared Social. Okay. Back to the super chats.
It's just, we didn't like actually read the scoreboard. We just said thank you, T-Squared. Kevin was waiting. We just said yes. We're gonna do something off night in the future. It's like, oh yeah, we should read.
I've been
scoreboard.
On here for three goddamn hours. Here's your scoreboard. The Los Angeles Clippers came out in Dallas and went up 31 points. 31 points. On the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas without Kawhi Leonard, who probably might have played his last playoff game for all we know this season, at least. They go down at one point to the Mavs, who came all the way back and took the lead in the fourth quarter. I think they took either a 1-point lead or a 2-point lead. I'm checking it right now. It
took a 1-point lead. There's a 1-point lead in the final minute. And then look, you know me because you've done pods with me for the past 4 years.
Oh, I know where you're going with pods. This. I know where you're
a
going.
A man who needs so much flowers, so many flowers, so much credit, wherever you want to go with that statement. Yep. James Harden,
yep,
with 33 points on 17 shots, hit some big buckets down the stretch to avoid this collapse. You know, finishes with 33, 6, and 7. Bravo, sir. Do you want to know something? Philadelphia 76ers could have used you tonight because they could have used someone with a spine down the stretch.
Listen, did it help that the Clippers shot 62% from three to the Mavericks 33%? Sure. But you know what? When you're missing a Kawhi Leonard, sometimes you need a little bit of luck. Credit to James Harden and Paul George for going a combined 11 for 15. I'll read that again. 11 for 15 from deep. They combined for 66 points on 36 shots. Those are two superstar performances from the second and third best Clippers. So credit to them. And Dallas, man, you know, I know they're 2-2. The way they came out in game one and the way they came out in this game, tough look right now for the Mavs.
The rest of the get sums are sad.
All right, let's.
It's like Kobe Bryant.
Dead people are. We like.
Yeah, they're off limits. Rest in peace, but get some is where I'll go with that.
Except Ben Franklin. Know? Apparently.
Nah, Ben Franklin and his bridge can get some. All right, I'll be back.
What a ridiculous nonsense of a show. Travis Robbins, I see John's truth serum is flowing. Yes or no? Do you want Embiid on this team next year? And what are you drinking? I'll take my answer off air. No, I'm drinking. So I didn't open the Maker's Mark, the regular Maker's Mark with the Knicks logo on it. I'm going to save that. Drinking, this is courtesy of my good friend Ray Marcano gave me this. It's a Maker's Mark 101. It's incredible. Really, just like my ice melted a long time ago and I poured myself a couple extra sips. You don't need ice with this stuff. And do I want Embiid on this team next year? No. Now, I'm not saying I don't want to trade if there's the right star trade or whatever. I've come over to the other side. No. Thanks, Travis. Jay Vertical. Nurse's game plan to get Maxi looks off the ball backfired, and so did his plan to let JB get what he wants in pick and roll and to shut out the role players. Deuce will get lost today, but absolutely crucial shots, especially without Boyan. I love this comment. This is a really good in-depth, like nuanced comment. In terms of the game plan to get Maxi looks off the ball, like I do, again, this is the stuff that you kind of have to go back and rewatch because I don't feel comfortable saying one way or another, but like I wonder how much of the Knicks defense what they showed at the start had to do with that adjustment throughout the game. And like, I don't know, man, it just felt like the Knicks defense was better today. And like, Deuce, you credited Deuce here and credit to you for crediting Deuce. Those defenses on Maxi was better today for sure when he was in the game than it was in game three. And I didn't think it was great in game three. If I'm being honest, I mean, I went back and I watched all those, but I didn't think it's been great in this series. He did an okay job, but it wasn't great. I thought today it was much better. Thanks, Jay Vertical. Good comment. Charlie Boy Third. What's going on, Charlie Boy? Hey, John, what a game. What a team. Would you start OG on Embiid next game or go back to iHeart? I kind of like putting OG on him later in the game. You read my mind because I know you sent this super chat before. I said literally this thing verbatim a little while ago. So yeah, I don't have anything to add. You listen, keep it in your holster. You have it. It's not going anywhere. You know, so it's funny. Somebody asked me before the series, I think my buddy Richie asked me before the series, like the advantage of having all these like fouls to use. And I was like, well, I don't really know about that in terms of all these centers. Like you have 18 fouls, right? And I'm like, well, no, because you want Hartenstein out there, you know? So it's like using fouls, like gets him out of the game. And it also puts him beat on the line. With this kind of adjustment now in their back pocket, I think the notion that like, hey, you leave Hartenstein out there on him. If he gets fouled, it's okay. You have something else to go to. That said, the thing that's giving me pause is I do think that their offense suffers when Hartenstein's not out there. Like really suffered. It suffers. It takes away the floater option. It takes away that kind of DHO hub. It takes away somebody who could hit cutters. I know Hartenstein, I think, missed a couple passes on that one tonight. But like, so the point is, I'm with you. Start with Hartenstein. Maybe Hartenstein has Embiid's number. looks better than he did tonight. You know, it just like it's nice to have options, you know. So there you go. And the rest of your comment. Also feel like this is a perfect matchup for more Precious. Yeah. If you're gonna put OG on Embiid, absolutely. Thanks, Charlie Boy. Flashy Streets is saying Jokic is the best player in the NBA. Brunson is the most valuable. Jokic is like, man. Jokic is Jokic. Is Jalen Brunson more valuable to his team than Nikola Jokic is to his team? Can we say he's one of the three most valuable players to his team? And maybe top two? I think he's top two. All right? I think he's top two. Maybe top three. Definitely top three. Maybe top two. Let's go with that. I like that. Thanks, Flashy. Hush it with another one. Brunson has comfortably shut up the 1A combos. I mean, Jesus, like what? He's going against the friggin'... Like, he's going against the... I don't even know what to compare this to. He's going against a guy who's going to win the MVP, who's out there on the floor. He could do a lot of what he was doing before he got hurt. And another guy who won the Most Improved Player Award after finishing top three or four Most Improved Player last year. And he's going to get a bunch of votes for All-NBA. They got two. We got one. I know this is a game to celebrate the role players as much as it is to celebrate Jalen Brunson, but my Lord. Put that conversation to bed. Thanks, Hush. I-95 Bully. Great event today. My kids enjoyed T-Squared. Oh, that makes me so happy that you went there with your kids. That really does. I brought my kids for the Nets game watch party. We had a wonderful time. They had a nice time. Great food. Hopefully you got a chance to do like the duck pin bowling or one of the simulators or something. It's a nice open event or open space too. So, you know, you let the kids run around, whatever. It's a good thing. Thank you, I-95 Bully. Ben Kim Garvey, what's going on, Ben? I know you were there in spirit today. Stay with me, John. Took a long time to go from 10 to 11. Brunson game. So 1A, Candace Parker retired from basketball. 3 down, 13 to go. Hashtag storybook season. Yeah. I mean, it's not about whether he's the best point guard since Clyde. It's about whether I can't say that. It's getting pretty close to being him and Ewing, you know? It's getting pretty close in the last 50 years. Thank you, Ben.